and welcome to Cruisin' for Ebrefusin. This week, it's another mini-sode, and today I am rejoined by Bryn.
Hey there, how you going?
We're just doing a teeny tiny little mini-sode because we were having a little bit of a laugh about the idea of a shared universe within Tom Cruise movies, where Tom Cruise's character is actually the same character, just with different names, just in all these different movies. And the way this came about is because we were imagining, you know, after the end of All the Right Moves, we don't know what happens. Like, the future is very big and open for old Steph, and maybe he doesn't like having his Serbian name, so he changes it. So we were like joking about how maybe engineering wasn't for him, he wasn't that good at it after all, and he went back to what he knew and became a sports agent. And
change his name to Jerry Maguire because yeah. It's a very sports agency name.
Yeah, like that's how American the name is, Jerry Maguire. Yeah. So yeah, we're having a laugh, and then we're actually like looking at all the different things that he's like, all the careers that he's had in all his movies, and trying to work out like if there's a timeline that he could have been a bunch of these. So yeah, what would he have done to become Jerry Maguire? Like, so
I like the timeline of goes to college, isn't very successful at either football, maybe even gets injured.
Like, yeah,
gets injured, or he isn't very successful at engineering, and so either drops out and is working, let's say, in like cocktail, like starts working in a bar, then wants to get into business, and so then from business, maybe also within Rain Man is like a bit of like a con man and is businessy, and then the final point within that kind of lineage would be then getting to
Jerry Maguire. What do I know? I know sports.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know sports. I know
business.
Business. Like, I know a con. I got it.
Yeah, and then he's like, now look at me. Show me the money. I'm Steph.
He also does like a really like poor drunken speech in
Jerry Maguire and
in both of those
in those movies. So so that's like a new Tom Cruise-ism, drunken speeches. So yeah, that would, I think, as far as what Steph could be in another movie, definitely Jerry Maguire. Like, what does he know? And he, you know, was pretty confident and had a bit of his swagger going on as a teenager. Why not continue that into Jerry Maguire? And you know, he falls for this like, you know, regular woman who, you know, reminds him of his sweetheart Lisa. He's like, oh, isn't she sweet? And it all just works.
Thank you, Dorothy Boyd.
But other ones, so we're thinking of other ways he could have gone. So say he's not that good at engineering, like what counts as good engineering stuff and technical drawings in crummy towns high school might not be enough for the college. So he actually gets nowhere. And so he ends up working, he moves to New York City and just becomes a deadbeat dad, works in the docks, marries a rich woman, and all of a sudden he's in War of the Worlds. Like, there doesn't need to be a transition for that, because that's like literally what happened to that character's life. Was like, he's a deadbeat, marries a rich woman, has kids with her, gets divorced, and is still a deadbeat. Like,
just goes nowhere.
Yeah, just goes nowhere. Yeah. And then there's aliens.
One where he, so this one's a bit of a stretch. So he leaves school, does really well in engineering, then goes and Minority Report becomes like, because he does really well at school, but he's like, engineering's just not for me. Mm-hmm. And so then goes down that pathway of like within Minority Report, then just like, actually, I really like law. Like, the law behind all this is something that really interests me. Then he becomes a lawyer in the firm. Then he becomes a military lawyer. And with all his like background knowledge, then he becomes a spy.
He becomes Ethan Hunt. Oh my God, finally. Yeah, that's a good progression. So yeah, he becomes a cop. So he's a cop in Minority Report.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, all that happens. And he's like, I don't want to be a cop anymore. That was too hard. And he's like, I'm going to get into law. So that actually he would probably do A Few Good Men first, because I think as soon as he finished law school, he went straight to the military.
Yeah.
And then, you know, gets his lawyer skills up there, then becomes a proper lawyer in the firm and becomes like a lawyer in a private firm. And he goes through all that and fucking runs for 1,000 kilometers. I can't wait to that movie, because that movie is 60% running. It's so good. It's so much running. Considering it's a movie about a lawyer, it's like just him fucking running across the town.
What's the racing car driver one?
That's Days of Thunder. So how could that...
could that tie into that somewhere? Because like, to get to Mission Impossible, like there's going to be some great driving.
Oh yeah. So that could, like, all the different ways that he could have actually become Ethan Hunt the spy. Actually, not even just Ethan Hunt. He could have, in Night and Day, he is a spy, but it's more of a lighthearted spy movie. So he's like, I'm cultrical. I'm really good at driving cars. And he's like, God, I'm good at this. Yeah. He starts collecting all these skills. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, it's Night and Day. day and I'm shooting guns, but or Ethan Hunt. Depends if he goes the more serious or the more fun spy route. Yeah, that's a good one. But there's also just the option of him just becoming really disillusioned in college. And he's like, you know, he breaks up with Lisa and, you know, he's heartbroken and he has all this bad luck with women. So he's like, fuck it, I'm becoming a pickup artist. And then suddenly it's Magnolia. And he becomes the grossest vest wearing dude in all times.
In Eyes Wide Shut, what is...
Oh, he's a doctor in that.
He's a doctor in that.
Yep.
But like, it's not much about the doctor profession is.
No. That. Well, like it's all in Eyes Wide Shut at all. Everything starts happening because he finds out his wife thought about having an affair. And when he goes to treat a patient of his dies, the patient's daughter tries to kiss him while she's there because she's grieving and not thinking straight. And he almost like goes for it because he's like going through his head. So like a little bit of doctoring, like, but also, yeah, he lives this pretty straight down the line life. And then all this sexy stuff sort of comes out. So
it's kind of more just like his extracurricular activity. So that could fit somewhere.
Yeah.
Even with any of these lines, if you didn't take on the doctor part of it, it's just like his marriage life is just that.
Well, maybe after Magnolia, when he, you know, realizes his dad dies and everything, he's like, I need to do something in my life. I'm going to become a doctor. And then because he's had all these bad experiences with women, that's made him a pickup artist. He's like, oh, now I'm struggling to deal with the idea of having affairs and things. And yeah. All right. What path would he have had to have taken to become Vincent in Collateral? So if you think about, like, does he become a spy? And then he's like, I'm sick of this spy business. I don't know who I'm ever working for because there's so much double agents and espionage. I'm just going to fucking kill people for money.
Yeah. Like, I have the skill set.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kill people for money. Or even just after Minority Report, like, he's a cop. He knows how to kill people.
Oh, yeah.
And he just
Minority Report 1 would be a really good, what a great shared universe. Just trying to see if any other movies we missed. Vanilla Sky can't fit in because he was the heir. He's an heir to like a publishing magnate, so that doesn't make any sense. Can't really become a vampire at any point. Like,
I mean, you could end.
You could end, like, end and suddenly he's back in time and he's a vampire.
He's end of form. He's a vampire.
I mean, Far and Away doesn't make sense because, oh, no, because he's an Irishman who comes to America. He's a bare-knuckle boxer in, like, the 1800s.
that fits in with a vampire.
There's also Born on the 4th of July that we didn't think of where, you know, he doesn't go to college and ends up joining the military, and then that's set in Vietnam War. Mm. No, there's a couple of them. There's a couple of ones that don't quite. Colour of Money, he could just become a huckster bloody pool player and hangs out with Paul Newman shooting pool. And
that could work with, the like, the pickup artist and...
Yeah, that's true.
And that kind of like...
becomes a pickup artist and then fucking becomes a vampire and bam. there's so much potential. I wish I could fit Legend in there, but I don't know if being like a magical elf guy is really...
The Last Samurai.
Like, if we're not including all the right moves, it could just be Taps. He goes from... being, except he dies in Taps. Oh, I've spoiled the ending. But say that didn't happen, and then all of a sudden that's when he becomes a military lawyer and then continues on and on.
Yeah,
yeah, there's some real good potential there. Couldn't include Risky Business.
If you just think about all of the films and if that was Tom Cruise's life, like,
it's a busy
like, I mean, it is his life. But
and then like everything he's done in these movies, he's learnt in some way. Yep. Like he became a cocktail guy. He came like, so yeah, technically it is.
Yeah, but if he had experienced all the things in his actual life, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He doesn't like that, man.
Then just bam, vampire. The end.
Yeah, always bam, vampire.
Actually, no, maybe the vampire was earlier on. That's why he can fit all those jobs in.
Yeah.
But why, if you're a vampire, would you become a cocktail? Like flair?
So you could pick up... Obviously.
Obviously. That's wonderful. All right. Well, if you have any thoughts on what you would what sort of combination of movies you would put together to create the alternate life of Tom Cruise characters, let me know on my social media. It's Tom Cruise Reviews on Instagram or Tom Cruise Review, no S, on Twitter, or just my website, tomcruisereviews.com. Thank you again, Bryn, for joining me, indulging me in this ridiculous shared universe of Tom Cruise. thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.